This is Once Bitten, Twice Shy. A Thor movieverse fanfic written by Sorcery and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13, contains the pairing Loki-Thor, with additional tags for alternate universe, animals, kitty Loki, doggy Thor, the author is clearly insane, unexpected arousal, opposites attract. It ain't bestiality if they're both animals, but it's still interspecies. Humor, romance. Warning, Loki. Loki is a thrice-damned tease, to say nothing of the dog. Cats are evil. Vets are scary. Coitus interruptus, scarred for life. Needs fan art, or maybe just lolcats. Author's notes. I like to imagine Loki as a seductive little black cat, and Thor as a massive, ridiculously affectionate golden retriever. What about you? Any preferences as to their species and or appearances? Links, pictures, and lolcats are welcome. Loki has this way of curling his tail around himself when he's sulky that Thor finds irresistible. Which is unfortunate and also dangerous, since Thor tends to get his muzzle clawed off if he tries to get anywhere near Loki when he's in one of his moods. Just that tail! It's so silky and dark and long and sensual. And Thor's well aware that his own tail wags idiotically at the sight of it, especially when it's swishing back and forth so lazily, like the world's best, worst, tease. Of course, he doesn't pounce on it. That would make him a bad dog. Thor doesn't want to be a bad dog. Master Odin only wants dogs that behave. And Loki wouldn't be impressed by Thor's total lack of impulse control either. But it's right there! It's right there! Waving and swirling in the air, and Loki's eyes are slitted and green, and if Thor didn't know any better, he'd almost think Loki was trying to get him to lose control. Trying to get him in trouble. Loki stretches his paws, arches his back, bares his throat, and Thor pounces. He can't help himself. And for a blissful, flawless moment, there's nothing but Loki's slight body under his, and Loki's strange, enticing scent all around him, and God, that fur, so smooth and velvet soft, and Loki's snarling, his green eyes hot and insulted. And Thor would spare an apology for assaulting his person, except that no, he won't apologize. Not just because it's Loki's fault for being so Loki, but also because apologizing would require doing something other than licking. He's licking Loki, and trying not to bite his neck, and failing, because Loki's snarls sharpen in that particular way that means he's going to yowl, which will bring Master Odin thundering down at them at any moment, and Thor can't have that, won't have Loki taken away from him. So he growls, his teeth scraping Loki's throat, and Loki freezes, shuddering, his eyes gone wild and black, pupils utterly blown, and Loki's scent is changing, becoming heavier and sweeter and God's intoxicating. And there's a quiet rumble beneath Thor that takes him several seconds to identify as a purr. Thor can't. He can't believe this, but he also can't hold back. And he licks his way up to Loki's face, to his mouth, and gets clawed viciously for his trouble. Clawed hard. And Loki's scrambling out from under him, and it's only the stinging pain in Thor's muzzle that keeps him from pouncing again. Because Loki's scent is all heat and panic and thrice-damned affront. Boys, says a voice behind them. And Loki whips around, eyes wide and somehow betrayed, before racing like a particularly sleek bullet past Master Odin's legs. Master Odin sighs. And Thor just sits there, tongue hanging out, trying not to pant too obviously. His muzzle hurts. He can smell his own blood. He's probably going to end up with permanent scars at the rate Loki's going. At the rate they're going. Oh, Loki wanted... If I'd known bringing you a brother would be this much trouble, Master says, crouching next to Thor and inspecting his injuries, I'd never have done so. Thor's growling again. Yes, yes, you love him, that much is obvious. But if you must mate, at least keep it within your species, hmm? Thor has no answer to that. It's not his fault Loki's a cat. We'll have to take you to see Dr. Heimdall, says Master Odin. Again. Perhaps I should just have you neutered. Thor yelps! And Master laughs. Or, well, perhaps not. We wouldn't want to lose the spring in your step. His eyes glitter shrewdly. Or is it Loki's? Master is cruel. Thor huffs and rests his head on the floor. Another trip to the veterinarian. Great. The end.